Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind. I'm Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist in Geneva. And this month I'm speaking with Adrienne Hirst, ICT leader for English secondary at the Institut International de l'ANSI. Adrienne will be speaking with us about technology in education. For more information, please visit worldradio.ch/kidsinmind. Adrienne, why might creative technology be valuable for children?
I think it's more valuable now than it's ever been before. Technology is, as we've discussed, at the root of a certain number of problems in the world today, but it's also the solution. So one thing I've noticed personally and also in school is the kind of development of this spectator generation where we're very content now to sit down and watch other people living vicariously in a sense. Now, that's always been the case, but I was shocked the other day to see that some people actually watching other people, even playing computer games. It used to bother me when the kids are playing games. Now they're not even playing them. They're watching other people playing them. And this has become a valid activity. So it's time for creative avenues to be explored and for the technology to reopen some of these places. And this is exactly what we are trying to do, to introduce these sort of spectators to the perhaps revolutionary idea that they can do this stuff themselves, to get out there and start doing, start making, start coding, start creating, and to facilitate all of that with the benefits that technology can provide. So I suppose I'm fighting against the I'm no good at mentality. I hear this a lot. People who simply are no good at a certain thing, and it's simply not true. We need to shift that back into I can do anything which I actually put my mind to. And then the technology, things like YouTube, as one example, where I can learn how to do anything on YouTube. If I have a firm and grounded belief that I can do anything, then YouTube is my best friend. If I decide to be a spectator, it's probably my worst enemy.
Right. This is a very useful in terms of thinking about moving children and adolescents towards a very kind of agency, so actors, if you like. How do we know if their use of technology is on this creative route or rather detrimental?
Honestly, as parents and as educators, I think we have a very good idea. Sometimes it's difficult to necessarily express why, but we know when someone is doing something constructive and useful, and we know when people are wasting their time, and when kids particularly are wasting their time, just like you know when someone's lying to you.
Right.
Although downtime is important too, so recreational technology use can be good. Overuse, as with any resource, absolutely any resource, too much drinking water will damage your kidneys and can kill you, for example. Too much tech obviously is very damaging, but it's important to remember that this is also a generational effect as well. So my grandparents, for example, were criticized for spending too much time reading. And this generation, we're criticizing for too much screen time. So when the usage is excessive, sure, but is it creative or detrimental? I think the key warning signs, the red flags perhaps, with excessive use are signs of addictive behaviours, antisocial behaviours, deceiving parents, deceiving teachers, and actually a heavy note of guilt, because children know when they're doing something wrong. They don't like to be that terrible feeling sooner or later, I'm going to get caught. I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing.
Thank you very much, Adrienne. That would also be a moment where, you know, parents and teachers can collaborate and perhaps get external help if they are concerned about the well-being of their child or adolescent. If you'd like to hear that show again or more from our Kids in Mind series, please visit worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.